We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Hawaii hurricanes? I'm still in awe right now.
I know. I can't believe I actually found that out from Webmaster Radio, the news in between the shows. That's the first I'd heard of it. But as you know, I lived there for a couple of years, and that's got to be devastating. Luckily, we didn't have anything like that while I lived there, but we did have a tsunami warning, and we had a big party because it didn't hit us. But
I go there, as every year if I can, and my wife did live there for a while too, and it's, we went there after one of those tsunamis, very very small ones, but it had still caused a bit of damage, and that wasn't very big, it was tiny. Can you imagine what storm surge is going to do?
Oh yeah, it's going to be crazy. There's a lot of business, a lot of buildings, a lot of population very close to the beach in Hawaii. Storm surge will be nuts.
Paradise may not. No, it's just not right. There's something wrong with the universe.
They will survive. They will survive.
Yes, of course.
Keep them in your prayers and thoughts, everybody.
Yeah. Well, I'll be watching this like crazy, but I guess we should get to something that's a little more relevant. Darn it. Okay. So, where do we begin? It's been an interesting day. I guess we should start with HTTPS. I mean, it's pretty much the biggest news out there.
That's the biggest thing that's happened in the past few days, for sure.
So today, I believe it was today, Google released news that there is HTTPS is now a ranking factor. In other words, if you have a secure website, and they're talking entirely secure, that's even the normal content pages are secure, that will give you a boost. Now, the funny thing is just how everyone is going crazy over this, as everyone could predict.
It's not like our industry to overreact to anything, is it?
No, we never overreact. No, never.
Well, it's interesting to me because they very specifically stated that it's only impacting 1% now of searches. And even the 1% that it's impacting, they very explicitly said it's a very small impact. It's like title tags still have way, way more importance than HTTPS does, right? So it's a very small percentage of sites are being impacted. And my guess, a lot of other people's guesses, is it's really sites like banking sites and things that should be secure like that are the ones that are being initially targeted for this. Of course, they don't tell us, but you know, it makes the most sense to me anyway. What do you think, Ross?
Okay, so 1%, yeah, I would say it's insignificant compared to the million other things you could be doing on your site. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. I mean, if everything else was equal, perhaps this would give you an edge, according to Google.
Yep. So. But history also tells us they like to step into things gently. It doesn't mean 6 months from now they don't say, we like this. Now everybody has to be secure with everything. Just like, oh, yeah, not provided only be less than 10% of your keywords. It's something to keep an eye on, something to track. I wouldn't go out and hire a developer today to change your site. And there's a lot of – if you do, there's a lot of things you need to do and make sure you get done right to make sure that transition from non-secure to secure doesn't screw you over as from an organic standpoint too. So keep that in mind. What are some of the things people should keep in mind when they're doing that, Ross? Just because I hear you typing, and I don't want you typing when you should be talking.
Well, what should they be doing? Well, obviously, if they're going to undertake this update, if they're going to do it, make sure you're using someone who's qualified. One of the jokes out there is, damn it, I one of the ones I saw on Twitter was, okay, well, I'm now offering a new service in SEO. That's SSL implementation. It's going to be huge. Wish I had stock in SSL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it's going to be all over the place. You're going to see it pop up everywhere, and don't be the first adopter. That's as simple as I can make it. I mean, if you're going to, you're going to have to do a lot of homework because it's good once it's done. Even Google says, yeah, it's pretty much effortless once it's done. But getting that done, you're going to run into a lot of issues.
Yep. You have to do site transitions because remember, when you're going from HTTP to HTTPS, you've now changed the URLs to every single page of your site. So every single page of your site now needs a 301 redirect, right, to transfer that equity from one version to the other, which is one of my main concerns about this whole thing. Because if you have to put those redirects in place, which you do, even if you're launching a brand new site, you need to redirect from the non-secure to the secure version, right? So no matter what, there's going to be a redirect in place to get people to the secure version of your site. What does that do to your link profile? Most links do not come in secure. So every single link to your site is now going to be a redirected link. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And hopefully we're going to get some clarification on that from Google soon, because you know, you could be shooting yourself in the foot from that perspective and kill any rankings you have just because all your links are now redirected. So it's confusing. It's something to be cautious about, something to keep an eye on. But like Ross said, don't just jump into this. Be cautious.
Yeah. And you know, the companies that will probably jump into this are the ones who need every single advantage possible and have big budgets that can afford to make this happen. And you know what? Power to them. You know, they can be our guinea pigs. you know, like the JCPenney's out there, all these people who, you know, they already have SSL and just about everything anyway. Why not just implement it site-wide? Not to say it's going to be easy. No matter what, it's going to be brutal. But they may go for it because they need that extra little kick. And it probably will be a good idea for them.
And they're probably in the markets that it's not even impacted anyway. You know, they're not going to be a bank, you know, and even if they are. And that brings up another question. You know, if you only have a few pages of your site secure, do those pages get a boost or is it just a domain level increase? So are they giving individual pages a boost? So if you have some pages secure, some pages not secure, there's a lot of questions still.
Which I'm sure will be absolutely beaten into oblivion in no time flat. Yes. Talking about it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So that brings us to another recent update at Google, the Pigeon update. And I just wanted to update. We talked about that last week. Pretty decent, but there's been some updates in that over the last week. Just want to make sure everybody's up to speed on. When it first came out, Moz and a couple other people that had automated tools tracking all this stuff said there was a really large percentage of change happening because of this update. Well, it turns out that that wasn't exactly true. What happened was when they did this update, they changed the URL structure and the parameters they use in the Google URLs, and the tools didn't realize that there was a URL structure change, so they were reporting wrong data because basically the URLs changed. So the impact of Pigeon wasn't quite as strong as initially reported. It's still strong. There's still a lot of changes happening because of it. The one boxes are being impacted dramatically, a lot of them going away, a lot of them becoming smaller. Certain verticals are not seeing any anymore, like real estate. If you're a real estate agent, forget your local one box. They just pretty much disappeared for real estate agents. There's a couple verticals where that's happening. So again, it's something to keep an eye
SEO
on.
SEO, for example.
Yeah, SEO. Actually, SEO came back.
Oh.
They got rid of – it used to be SEO in Cleveland or SEO in Victoria, for example, didn't show a one box because of Pigeon. We're starting to see them again for SEO-related terms.
Well, now so, I've got to see SEO.
Yeah, all your competitors but you. And I can help you with that, Ross, if you need.
Yeah, I'll be a case study in the show. No, it's not there yet. Figures. No. I don't think there will be in ours. Oh, well.
So just wanted to update you on that. You know, again, this is just anytime Google sneezes, people freak out. And there's things we need to watch and things we need to stay on top of, but always be aware that the first news you get is probably not exactly accurate. Not because it's not being reported what they know, but because it's probably going to change.
Now, where is this? Now, one thing I did see, and I have to admit, I went by it and didn't get a chance to really look into it, was that they had removed the authorship information from Google Webmaster Tools.
Yeah. It's gone. So a few weeks ago, people started reporting issues with it. Now, are you familiar with it?
I remember seeing it. It would show where your stuff was showing up.
If you go into Webmaster Tools and there's a little tab in the left-hand navigation at the bottom called Labs. And it's just kind of like they used to have Google Labs and they do all these projects and try things out. Like Gmail came from Google Labs. Well, they have this Labs link in your Webmaster Tools for some experimental kind of data. One of the things that used to be under there was called Author Stats. And you could click on Author Stats and see your articles that were attributed to you via authorship. And you could see some information about how often they were being clicked and so some basic information to show you how good your content was doing. A few weeks ago, people started seeing some of that content disappear. So it used to like list, you know, all the stuff you'd written. A couple weeks ago, I saw people saying, well, it's only given me the last 30 days worth of things I've written. I'm not seeing everything. Some stuff's gone away. And it just started dwindling, and now they just kind of quietly removed it altogether. So for most people, it's gone completely. If you still see it, expect it to be gone soon.
It was actually interesting. It was on within our community, SEO 101 community in Google+, someone mentioned that they thought this was interesting. It wasn't a good sign for Google+. I don't think that's an issue at all, though.
No, and actually, they also, just yesterday, there was an interesting report on Search Engine Land, I believe it was, that the author photos still live on. You can still find search results that show authorship photos. And they're really only – I've done it for myself, and I've seen my authorship photo a couple of times. But it's really tied to things you post in Google+, which is interesting. You really only see your authorship photos if it's a Google+ listing that shows up in the search results. The only ones I've ever seen for myself, believe it or not, are things that I shared privately with people. So no one else has seen them but me. There's some examples that other people showed where the people that you're connected to or are in your circles or you're in their circles, you'll see authorship photos if it's a Google+ listing that shows up in the search results. So you can still see them. You can still find them, which tells us that they didn't go away. They just severely changed how they're and when they're displaying them, which is another signal, like you said, Ross, that means the authorship back-end functionality really isn't changing. It's just the way that they're displaying stuff and the data they're giving us now through Webmaster Tools is gone. But how authorship works and why it's still important and the reasons that you implemented it in the first place or should implement it are still there, and you should still do it and still stay with it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that Google's in kind of a – I wish they were a little more transparent right now, because you know, why would they want to foster any doubt in any of their current programs? I mean, they pretend they don't care, but that'd be pretty stupid considering they're a public company. You know, Google Plus, they've invested $500 million in it alone, at least at the beginning. So never mind what they've done now.
Yep.
How, you know, why aren't they just saying, no, this is still a major, major push for us, et cetera, et cetera. But they're,
As long as you're talking Google Plus, it's interesting. I read some data just earlier this week because I was putting together a presentation, and Google Plus is solidly the second largest, most active social network out there. I mean, really solid. I mean, not including YouTube. I mean, I still have a hard time calling YouTube a social network, but I guess it is. I'd rather call it a search engine, but it's not that either. But but literally, I mean, I think it's monthly active users. Twitter has over 150 million monthly active users. Google Plus is over 350 million monthly active users. It's I don't understand why people are still so Google Plus shy, if you know what I mean.
Well, one second here. I've got monthly active users now. It was, I guess, 2013, so it's not super new, but it was from a search engine journal post. And Facebook has 1.15 billion monthly active users. Google
that's
Plus has...
That's incorrect already.
Okay.
Well, that's how many users they have, and they're not all active. Even Facebook has said at least 25% of their accounts are duplicate accounts.
Well, exactly, and that didn't make any sense because that's exactly how many users they had in this document. But and then Google has 359 monthly active million monthly active users, and with Twitter down to 215 million, and so on. But yeah, the point is, it is second. And even if you know, even if these were right, it's not bad. But the fact that Google has 1 billion users,
Facebook
only 500. No, Google actually, according to this, too.
Oh, that's right. They did announce that, but I think it's bullshit because they're.
Well, that's just it. I was about to say 500 million were where they were at when they started because of Gmail.
Yeah, because they're counting Google accounts, and they're saying all Google accounts are G+ accounts. That's not really true.
Exactly. So it's quite false, and that's why there's only 359 million active users.
And
that's a pretty significant cut.
Yeah, and don't forget to bleep me out, Brasco. I keep forgetting our friends at iHeartRadio don't like that.
Well, you know what? On that note, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll jump into some more news here. Brasco, break.
SEO 101 will be back right after this.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc., and, well, marketinghigh.com, because I haven't talked about that for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's true. How's that going?
I'm finally getting back on the bandwagon. It's funny, because I, you know, having startups when you're trying to run another business is tough. I could answer questions if they came in. But doing the marketing for it's a whole other ball of wax. So we're jumping back in that again. But
what about Scott? I thought he was like he's probably got a spare time, doesn't he?
Yeah, he makes me look bad. He works so hard.
I see him on Facebook like all the time. I think, man, Ross must not have much for him to do. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to throw you into the bus there, Scott. Apologize.
I'll make sure he listens to this one. Just do this. Yeah, no. I tell you, man, that guy can crank out work. He does a great job. So thank God. So we were talking about Hawaii a little bit there ago, and you were just mentioning, or no, it was Brasco was just mentioning. Danny Sullivan is, of course, one of the, in a good way, the mouthpiece of our industry.
I don't think we should let people listen to this show if they don't know who Danny Sullivan is.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
He is in Hawaii right now, and apparently he's having a field day doing like shots of what's going on in the news and telling people how it is there. And, you know, he's going all weather journalist on us. So pretty funny. I don't think I'd envy anyone being there right now, considering their vacation is getting a little wet. Put it mildly. Wow.
I was in Florida during the year we got hit by four of them, and Brasco was there too, so I know it's not fun. I don't envy anybody that's living through that.
Anyway, so you wanted to talk about Google domains. So what's new on that front? I've been doing presentations prepping for them all week, so I had my head just buried in sand.
So we've heard about this for a while now. We've known that Google is a registrar and that they have access to the registrar domains. And then a month or two ago, we heard some rumors about them preparing to offer domains as a service to the public. And there was some discussion about why they're doing that. And a lot of people didn't realize that they already were a registrar. And people were saying, well, they're doing that so they can get access to the registrar data. Well, they already have that. But recently, as recent as maybe 2 weeks ago, it was John Mueller who put out on Google Plus that he...
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck. And investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4% to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
If you've got a passion for pumpkin, you've got to get to Dunkin' and pick these up. Our new pumpkin cream cold brew. Smooth, bold cold brew topped with velvety pumpkin cream cold foam. And our delicious pumpkin spice signature latte. Rich espresso topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And our perfectly pumpkin donuts, munchkins treats, pumpkin muffins, and more. That's how we pumpkin at Dunkin'. Pick your pumpkin at Dunkin', like our new pumpkin cream cold brew, pumpkin spice signature latte, and our perfectly pumpkin treats. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Had invites to Google Domains accounts that he can give away. So apparently through Googlers, they have some invites that they're giving away to people specifically to be able to go to Google to buy and manage your domains. Some of the stipulations, however, is they're looking for people that only have a few domains. I think they want them like 10 or less domains, which is kind of a signal that they're looking to do this mainly for small business and small players, not for big marketers or domain collectors. They're not doing it, in my mind, to be in the domain business. I think it kind of goes along with a lot of stuff they're doing, where they're doing hosting, and they're trying to help small business do better online. And
John,
make money.
You forgot your ginkgo this morning. We talked about this last episode.
We did?
Ginkgo.
All right. For the brain. Fine. But anyway, just to keep you guys updated, I've reached out to some contacts. I'm kind of in the process of trying to get a account myself. So if and when I do, I'll let you know how it works and if it's any better than my current registrar service.
Yeah. You'll sell them at a premium of $100 each, right?
No. Keeping it. Not until I get my own invites, and then I'll make some deals.
Do you think you'd actually use them? I don't think I would use Google for my domains.
Don't you? I think I would. I don't have anything to hide. Why wouldn't you? Unless you got something to hide.
I just think too many eggs in one basket, personally.
What do you got to hide, Ross? Come on, open up. We're friends. I've known you for years. We're friends. You can tell me. I won't tell
you
anybody.
Already know. So let's leave it at that. Well, we like to smoke the odd cigar. I guess that's pretty common, pretty well known in the show.
I like my cigars even, thank you.
Yes. I won't tell you what brand I brought to John when I was in the States.
You can tell him the brand, just not where it was made.
True. Yes. Yummy Cohiba.
Yes. It was very nice.
It was. In fact, we had some beautiful Cohibas direct from Cuba from a friend of mine. He came to Victoria, and oh my God, best ones I've ever had.
Really? You brought them from Cuba?
Yeah. It mixed, well, we can do that here. it mixes with Kraken to make like a caramel flavor.
Oh nice.
It was incredible.
Cigars and Kraken. Kraken the rum, in case you're not familiar.
Wow, that was awesome.
Is the show over? I got something I need to go do real quick.
Well, now, one thing that I did notice was that I kind of just as a hobby, like to find out what's going on with Bing. And this is kind of interesting. They've launched a few updates. And more out of interest, one of them looks intensely an update that looks rather knowledge graph like. And of course, they've had this for a while, but I guess they've enhanced this a bit. And I'm quoting this from Search Engine Land. Bing used a search for Audacity software to show how its entity pane, that's what they like to call it, includes a product description with the software's official logo, cost information, trusted download links, and product reviews. And of course, Microsoft being Microsoft, they made it a lot easier to find their own products if you do any kind of Microsoft-based search.
Nice.
They say that they're focusing more on developer-friendly avenues as well, which you can do more non-alphanumeric modifiers, plus-plus operators, bracket functions, and such to within your searches to get results. I can't say I'd done a lot of that before, but apparently that is a big change over the last while. So, interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of those things that were built into search engines back when only geeks used them, and they used programming kind of languages to when they did their search queries. And once the search engines became much more mainstream, like Google, and Google even got rid of my favorite one, the plus one, and I won't go into it, but they really help. It really does. Yeah.
They do. And actually, I'm going to have an article. I'm hoping it's up to Jen when she's going to post it. But I'm going to have a post on thesempost.com, and it's going to be on...
which is a good site. They've been putting out some good stuff recently.
Yeah, it is. DNS wildcards and some interesting stuff I'd found online. I can't give much more away. But what was really fun is playing with some of the advanced search operators to find instances of poor use of DNS wildcarding. And it's an advanced article, so all those SEO True 101 listeners, you probably will find this completely boring and useless. Anyone else who's got a little more of an advanced edge might find it interesting and fun to read.
Send it to David Harry. He and I have been having a discussion on Google Plus. He's got an issue that I think is DNS wildcards or domain wildcards, and he's looking into it right now.
Intriguing. I'll have to check that out. I don't know whether or not anything I'm talking about will have covered that area, but you never know. Mostly, it was just a good find.
So since you brought it up, let's do a real quick, brief description. So if someone does read it, they don't go in cold. What Ross is talking about, and correct me if I'm wrong, you might be covering other stuff, is at least the issue that I've been dealing with and talking to David Harry about recently, is that you can set a server to have, in this particular case, subdomain wildcard. And what a wildcard means is you could put anything in there. You could put SEO101 is the best radio show ever, dot whatever your domain is, .com, and your website will show up. And you can put anything in there, and it will always show up. That's because there's a setting in your server that allows you to do that. Anything in the subdomain works, right? This causes issues, at least from my perspective, because people type in, if they put a link to your site with a typo, it could get crawled and then indexed. and it can be indexed with. I had a client one time in New Orleans, and this was funny because I presented to the client the day after WrestleMania was in New Orleans, and the client had gone to WrestleMania and he was talking about WrestleMania. He was a big fan, and it just so happened in my presentation, he had this issue. And I was talking to him, and the one example that I had in the presentation was he had WWE.domain.com, and he had like 1,500 pages indexed under that. Just because E is next to W, somebody typoed it, WWE instead of WWW. And it was kind of funny, but that can be an issue.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly what I'm covering, and how to detect it as well on your website and your competitors. So it's really fun. So this is the kind of stuff I really enjoy writing. So,
or did you cover how to get rid of them? Because that's kind of tricky if you find them.
Yes, I've linked to it. Even I dare not get into it without an expert. But anyone who knows what they're doing, I've linked to the proper detail. But I'm just finishing up the article today, actually, and sending it over. So it's fun. The best part about it is using, and I'll show you what search I used, using some of the advanced search operators in Google, I was able to find a very, very popular website in the interior design space that has the issue. And they may not love me after letting it out there, but hey, they're going to benefit
sure
from
they,
it, right?
Make sure they fix it before you publish, because that can be, you know, the wildcard subdomains is one of the places, if you know how to do it, that is a security problem for me from a negative SEO standpoint. A lot of people say negative SEO doesn't exist, and it really doesn't the way most people describe it. But there are some things that you can do that can hurt competitors, and wildcard subdomains is one of the ways to do it. So don't do that.
Oh, man, don't tell me I have to do that. Now I got to pause and not be able to publish.
It's up to you. If you like these guys or your client, you know, help them out. If not, go ahead and publish.
Well, no, I mean, I've got a lot of respect for them. I like them. I just think that this is something they can easily fix within a day. It's a simple update to their server, and then bang,
update. They log into admin, click a button, and they're done.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal, but it is an example. I wanted to show a live example, so I've got to keep their drawers down.
Send me a link to your how to recover from it and get those out of the index, because it is very tricky, and I'd love to review it for you, because I've done it and I know how it works.
We use it as a part of our detection in audits. We always look for that issue, and
we do too.
It's so many times we find it, and it's one of those things a person would not know how to do it. Anyone listening, if you want to know whether or not you have a DNS wildcard issue, just type in any subdomain. You can go blah, 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 dot yourdomain.com. And if you don't get an error page, if you get taken to your own site and that blah, 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 blah is still in the URL and you see your homepage, you've got the problem and you need to contact someone and have that fixed. And this article will talk about that. I'll link to it from our community page. Mm-hmm. So SEO 101 within Google+. And from there, you can get right to it and hopefully get all the answers you need.
And I do recommend that when you're typing in that, instead of typing blah, 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 type in John and Ross Rock. And that way they'll see us in their log files and they'll wonder, who is that? Just say.
There you go. Yeah. Or just SEO 101 rocks. I mean, that's a little faster. Yeah. But there could be other Johns and Rosses out there. I don't want anyone to get confused.
Yeah. None of the other Johns and Rosses count, though.
No, no, but I mean that they don't know that. Well, on that note,
except John Mueller, he counts.
Yes, he does. And I'll talk to you about that actually. So let's take a quick break, and we get back. We got a little bit here, and we'll tie it up.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
That's good. Say it again.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple.
All you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking,
you should be using Authority Labs.
Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords,
what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
BubbleFast burst onto the e-commerce scene as a family-owned shipping supply provider back in 1999. The product line has grown, but Mark and Robin still own and operate BubbleFast as a family business. Being sellers themselves has taught them what online sellers need to safely and affordably deliver their products to their customers. BubbleFast is proud to be an active member of the community of online sellers, Bark and Robin sponsor seller meetup groups, share shipping tips and tricks through social media, and always love talking to customers and helping solve shipping challenges. Check out the website at bubblefast.com. Sign up for the Bubble Briefs newsletter to join the Bubble Fast family. Use promo code WMR to get a 5% discount, or call Mark and Robin at 877-599-7447. Happy shipping from Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So I thought we'd try and sneak in a question or two, but I actually got around and I was reading this long one, and it seems it's not a question we need. So here's another one. And this is from AdSense Ninja. I'm hoping that it's still relevant here. It says, hi there. I have a question regarding site-wide links from, must be site-wide, from websites to developers that created these websites. I make WordPress themes and would like to release some freebies, but put a link to my website in the footer area. Should I use nofollow attribute in these links? Quick answer, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those links are no good anymore. I mean, it's sad, but really the fact is you just need a person to be able to find you through the footer, and there's really no benefit to having a follow on it anyway.
Yeah, you would be doing your customers who download your themes a service if you added that as a nofollow, because you know it used to be that that was actually an accepted technique for developers and web designers to put links to the footer, and they would get link. Years ago, they were links themselves were discounted. Nowadays, they actually could be seen as sketchy links. So you're doing your customers or the people that download your files a service by making them nofollow and actually protecting them as well as yourself a little bit.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. When it comes down to questions that have come up lately, I would say the biggest thing that's is a bit driving me a bit crazy is I keep getting inquiries about link building. And you know, I want to set it straight again for anyone that's listening. If you're talking about link building, you're not talking about the right thing. It's well, I've beaten this to death. And it's something that the gypsy David Harry likes to say, and it's link attraction. I'm still a big fan of that phrase. It's about creating the content that people want to read. It's about creating a site that people want to read and want to share. And that requires a strategy. It's not just, you can't fly by the seat of your pants anymore. That's my opinion.
And I kind of think David's description of link attraction is already old. I think that you got to get the word link out of there because of social media, because of, you know, it's more about authority building and citation building than anything these days. And authority building is what I call it, because social media is part of the deal. Mentions, brand mentions are important. Links, of course, will always be important, but it's more about building authority than links.
Fair enough. I would say that's dead on. So now one thing I also wanted to mention is I can't remember whether it was on the show or not, but I read about it was actually from MozCon. It was a discussion about the number of pages within your site and how much it's being indexed, and how one of the speaker's clients improved fairly dramatically in terms of crawl efficiency and sales, believe it or not, because they got from extra rankings by cutting out pages in their site that were no longer indexed. Or not indexed, sorry, were so far out of date, they really didn't have much benefit in being there. As a result, on Stepforth, I actually blocked 5 years of our historical posts. I mean, we've been around since 97. There's a lot of old stuff there. And I left it all open, and I decided, you know, screw it. I'm going to go and block those. So I hope to have some information for everyone in the show on just how that's impacted our site. And, you know, we can be a bit of a guinea pig.
So let's talk about that for a minute. What exactly did you do? Did you just block them in robots.txt? What process did you do? Because there's a lot of things you could do that would help or wouldn't help. You know, I mean, let's get a little technical about this.
Sure. Well, I wish I did really get technical about it. I kind of did it on the fly, but I just blocked through robots.txt. And perhaps I should have just put on follow, you know, no index follow on the pages, but I figured this would be the simplest route.
So initially what you do, you blocked them with robots.txt. Okay.
That's right.
That's fine.
Old directories. Yeah.
The old directories. It didn't do anything for you. Because of two things. One, if there are, it would prevent any new pages in those old directories or any pages that are not indexed from becoming indexed. But any pages that are already indexed, blocking the robots.txt does not remove those from the index. So you actually, you have to go into Webmaster Tools now. Since you have blocked them, you can do this, but you have to go into Webmaster Tools and ask them specifically to be removed from the index, or they could sit there for years still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were to add the no index.
Well, I'm not trying to remove them from the index per se. What I'm trying to do is just remove the crawl. And if they do see that, they won't crawl them again.
True.
As far as I know.
Right.
And that's really the benefit. I just wanted to. I'm what I'm working with is crawl budget. There's a certain amount that they will do on an immediate basis when they get to my site. I wanted them to focus more on the more recent content, and this way, you know, let's say I have only 1,000 pages or 2,000 pages are going to index. Well, at least now they're going to be more likely to get to the pages that are more recent. And I'm just playing around with it.
No,
there's
no,
a lot of difficult ways of doing this, but that's what
and
I mean.
I'm glad we discussed it more because I didn't get that when you first described it. So that makes a lot more sense. So that does make sense. I'm interested to hear what that does.
I don't know what it's going to do, but I'm kind of I never get a chance to run tests. I'm so damn busy, and I'm kind of wish I am always envious of the bigger companies that have people that can do this stuff. And we'll see what happens. I don't know, but on that note. Anything else you'd like to add? I think at this point we better cut this.
No, I think that's great.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll let you guys know how it goes, and hopefully I can do a little case study on myself. We'll see. So if anyone has any questions out there they'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google Plus. You can also email me via ross@stepforth.com, which actually someone did just the other day. Thank you. I'm always happy to help. And, well, you can also reach John Carcutt via Twitter @JohnCarcutt. Have a great week. And remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday on webmasterradio.fm. .fm. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.